Is that something you call catty-corner?
Well, that perhaps could be catty-corner, but they didn't, I don't remember hearing them use it in term describing, you know, the store thing. But I tell you, I've heard that word a lot when they put the, arrange their furniture in the house.
Is now, that right?
Uh-huh, if they're going to put a bed in this here, they wouldn't want it straight up this way. They put the head back in that corner. They said, well, we'll set the bed catty-corner. Kind of like that television, they would call that catty-corner. Now, they use the term in that sense, but not in that.
Somebody else said that they had a road plow set anti-Godlet. Did you ever hear that?
No.
And I had to ask about it, and he said, well, it's like this. It would go along and scrape. Sort of like this.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
And when I meant to ask you, when we were talking about police, how were people executed, or how would you describe that before the electric chair?
Before the electric chair,
yes.
They did some horrible things. I haven't seen any of it, but. They tell me they hang the man in Oxford, but I don't. They hang him somewhere down by what City Hall is now, but I don't know the circumstances in which it was done and how the gallery was made, nothing of the kind. And I remember since then, this is since I've been gone prison, they executed a man by burning him to death, put him on sawdust pile, put gasoline on the fire and set him fire. And I know another time they killed a man. They shot him up and then they cut him up. Mm. So that's the way they.
That's was just within your memory, you say.
Yeah, I remember these two incidents, but I don't know about this hanging. I know when I knew the man that they cut up and shot up, and I knew the. Family, the man that they burned up, but I didn't know him.
Some greetings, some very common greetings that you give in the old days. You'd meet someone about 9 o'clock in the morning, and you'd say, "Well, what?
Good morning. How are you this morning?"
And afternoon, what would you say?
Good evening.
And if you left someone during the day, say, well.
Good day, goodbye. Good day.
Mm-hmm. And in the evening, at night.
Good night.
Good night. And we, if someone came to see you, and when he left, you'd say, well, if you felt friendly, come.
Come back, come back again.
Come back. How about the two greetings that you would give on December 25 and January 1st?
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Did you ever have Christmas gifts? Did you ever say that?
Yeah, well, we do that all the time now. When you call somebody Christmas morning, first thing you say, Christmas gift. And somebody walk in your door but before you say good morning, Christmas gift. And hand it here, that's what they say.
Do you get a gift or?
No,
just
the same. You don't even expect one.
Did you as a child?
When we say Christmas gift?
Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't ever get one. We for that particular word, you know. That's just saying. But we always would get something at Christmas time. But when we say Christmas gift, that really didn't mean that. You know, it's just
a greeting. Mm-hmm. And if you would use a quarter and half in telling time, this is the hour hand, that's the minute hand. Telling time, this would be a quarter.
Quarter of 11.
And this would be half.
Half past 7 or 7:30.
Uh-huh. And